Nice to see everyone. So I can only be together for an hour today, and therefore I invite you all for free next time. That's my tradition. If you can't come next time, you come for free whenever you can come again. And you just have to email Eugene. And by the way, if you ever can't pay or feel like things are too tight, just come for free. Just email Eugene and yeah. But I'm sorry, I just have this Zoom thing I have to do. So we'll do a shorter meditation and then still have a half hour to make space for us. Okie dokie. Are you comfortable enough? Yes. People are still showing up, so I'm just gonna give them a few seconds. But as you're coming in, just settle in. Yeah, be comfortable enough, as I always say, but it's good to say. Because when I say it, I don't know, I feel like I'm letting a part of us know, like we're not here to impose anything or attempt anything, correct anything. We're just here together as humans. I feel like, you know. Yes, of course, this is a non-dual gathering where we come together sort of with that understanding in our hearts, but this is a meeting of humans. And, I feel quite strongly, and I'm sure I'm not the only one here, that something terribly wrong is going on that is defying humanity in a very, very big way. So that's a bit of a funny thing to say for a non-dualist. But that's what I'm saying, that we share something very deep, which is our humanity, our suffering. Our capacity to feel. You know, our capacity to feel our own suffering, our own body, our own difficulty is what is the only way. Really, if I'm honest, it's really the only way. It's the only bridge that connects us to each other. And we can begin, you know, right here with our experience right in the moment as we close our eyes and bring ourselves to stillness and put on pause our activities. Close our eyes. And just be with whatever is here and feel. Whatever is felt, the beating of your heart. Whatever is felt under your skin. The feeling in your belly. The coming and the going of your breath, all of those. Very alive. Experiences. And we're not trying to relax and whatever isn't relaxed or change anything at all. This is a process of hospitality for what is. And in particular, what we may tend to overlook in our activity, in our daily activity, we overlook the place, the difficult place. So that's the beauty of doing this together, each one welcoming the difficult place. Whatever it may be, it might be a worry or that comes in the form of thoughts, or it might be just a feeling of anxiety that's mine in the sort of belly, butterflies. A level of tension. It really doesn't matter, and it's all ever changing because it's alive. This being human. It's fragile. It's resilient. It's emotional, full of emotion. It can touch and be touched. It can defend and turn away, contract. It can judge and blame. It can reflect, become aware, It can speak, find the words. It can listen, hear the words. And in meditation, we, this humanity, which is not an it, but a living being, each one of us, in meditation, we, I, you, we also touch the mystery, the silence. The field of not knowing. The great silence. God. Presence. It's not one or the other. Though sometimes, like in deep sleep, the human mind and the body sort of melt back into this field, into this mystery. And in meditation, it sometimes we're graced sometimes with this. Deep relaxation. But even when we're not seemingly dissolving into the borderlessness, and when there's still very much of a human person here. When we feel our bodies, our life, our suffering in the here and the now. We're so very close to the mystery. Our suffering is a threshold. It's the resistance to our suffering is that threshold with the door closed. And when we welcome what is, whatever it may be, and it's ever changing, when we welcome that, we're standing on the threshold, the door is open. So just now, feeling the breath, feeling the tension behind the eyes or in the shoulders, feeling the place where your body and the earth meet, feeling whatever, feeling the sound of this voice and the touch of your fingers, and just saying yes, yes, yes. Until you don't have to say yes anymore. And you find yourself standing as the threshold. Between. Life and her source. And that when we're on the threshold, or when we are the threshold, there's something about knowing how interconnected our humanness is, or our human person is with her environment, his environment. With other humans, with other living beings. So we don't collapse this multitude of beings. We know how interconnected we are, each one as subjects. With all the others, all the other people, and all the other animals, and all the other places. so that when there's an expression, some kind of expression in ourselves or in the world, that defies this natural order, or ignores it, and I'm not sure what I want to say then. Then what? I'm not sure. I feel like it's a question. Something is asked of us, as each one of us and us together. And again, I'm not sure what. There's no answer. But probably the first step would be to feel. And then to touch the field that extends all around what is felt. To touch the quality that maybe we could call tranquility or equanimity, the deep silence. That surrounds what is felt. And informs this deep silence, this field, this tranquility that we may touch in meditation. It informs everything. Okay, everyone. I'll say it again for the maybe some people came late. We're doing a shorter session today, so we'll have a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes break, and then let's come back for sharing. Thank you, everyone.